Happy Mother's Day, everyone. As I considered who would be tuning in over the internet and who would be seated in the various cars of our parking lot services this weekend, it dawned on me that I will be speaking to more children of mothers than I will mothers. And so on Mother's Day, it seemed altogether appropriate to cast the widest net that I could and speak to children rather than mothers, children of all ages. And in doing so, the words of Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 3 came to mind. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may live long in the land. I hope those words are familiar to you. What's more, I hope they guide you in your prayer life, that you would be one praying, Lord, make me the kind of child who honors his father and his mother, regardless of what stage in life I find myself. Prayers of this sort are good. What's more, we know that the Lord will answer them. Why? Because when we pray like this, we are praying in accordance with God's will. Believer, God wants you to be a child who honors his father, who honors his mother. How can I be so sure? Because he commands it. In fact, this is the first commandment with a promise. So if you fear God, if you long to follow him, then you will also long to honor both your father and your mother. How? Scripture tells us, by listening to their instruction. I invite you to open your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 6. We are going to take a break from our study in the Gospel of Luke today and focus our attention in particular on Proverbs 6, verse 22. But so that you can see this verse in context, I want to read verses 20 through 24. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 through 24. My son, keep your father's commandment, and forsake not your mother's teaching. Bind them on your heart always. Tie them around your neck. When you walk, they will lead you. When you lie down, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching a light, and the reproofs of discipline are the way of life, to preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. Here we see how honoring one's parents by keeping their instruction fulfills the promise that it will go well with you. Your mother's instruction, and we are going to focus in particular on mothers this morning because it is Mother's Day. Your mother's instruction will lead you, verse 22. It will follow you. It will watch over you and keep you from harm as well, if you will not forsake it. What's more, it will talk with you all the days of your life if you are willing to listen. All three of these important tasks performed by your mother's instruction will enable things to go well with you, provided that you listen. So listen. Do not forsake the law of your mother. First, because it will lead you. When you walk, verse 22, they, your mother's instructions, will lead you. The word lead here is the same word we find used of the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire that led the people of Israel through their wilderness wanderings. The implication then is that your mother's words, her instruction, her law can lead you through the wilderness just as the pillar of cloud led the Israelites through the wilderness. And believe me, our world is a wilderness. It is a vast wilderness. That term, vast wilderness, is not my own. It comes from a speech given to the National Association of Broadcasters back in 1961. There, Newton Minow famously called television a vast wasteland. Why? Because it was, as he said, nothing more than a procession of game shows, formula comedies, blood and thunder, mayhem, violence, sadism, murder, Western bad men, Western good men, private eyes, gangsters, more violence, and cartoons. If that's what it was back in 1961, think of what it is now in 2021. And so if mom says no TV after 9 or 10 p.m., or if she says to you that you can only watch shows or movies that are rated G or PG, recognize that she is only trying to help you navigate this vast wasteland. The same thing goes for the internet. When I went online to find out where I had heard the phrase vast wasteland before, I ran across a website entitled vastwasteland.com, a simple page with a very profound message. It said this: in 1961, Newton Minow, chairman of the FCC, called television a vast wasteland. The internet is much more vast. Bad art, shady business, computer fraud, poor education, pandering entertainment, corrupt government, illness and decay, yellow journalism, overpaid jocks, plagiarism, faux references, regional horrors, irreproducible science, sociopaths, cultural void, in the news, marketplace, inside vast wasteland. That's the whole page right there. I just read it to you. You don't need to go. So again, if mom limits your time online, listen to her. If she puts internet filters on your computer that sometimes impede your ability to search, don't whine and complain. She is only trying to lead you through the wilderness. Your mother's law will lead you if you are willing to listen and to follow. So don't despise her. Don't forsake your mother's teaching. Your mother's teaching will lead you if you follow it. Your mother's teacher will also watch over you. When you lie down, verse 22, your mother's instructions will watch over you. Here, the image is that of a night watchman standing guard over his company as they sleep. Should an enemy or a prowling animal try to attack, the night watchman will fend off the threat. And who is this watchman? It is the law of your mother personified. Her instructions will guard you. They will guard you from threats you know nothing about. Take, for instance, what we see in verse 24. They will preserve you from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. The word translated preserve here is the same word that's translated as watch over in verse 22. And so there's a tight tie between those two verses. That says to me that it is altogether possible for someone to hear the flattering words of an adulteress and yet be completely asleep when it comes to the danger that awaits him. In fact, he might just go on sleeping were it not for the voice of his mother. Verse 25, do not desire her beauty in your heart, and do not let her capture you with her eyelashes. For the price of a prostitute is only a loaf of bread, but a married woman hunts down a precious life. Can a man carry fire next to his chest and his clothes not be burned? Or can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be scorched? So is he who goes into his neighbor's wife. None who touches her will go unpunished. I don't care how old you are or how mature you think you are. This kind of motherly instruction always applies. It never grows old. Can a man carry fire next to his chest and his clothes not be burned? No, of course not. Can one walk on hot coals and his feet not be scorched? No, he can't. And yet how many people, listening only to the flattery, start playing with fire? Stop listening to the seductress and listen again to the voice of your mother. None who touches his neighbor's wife will go unpunished, she says. So preserve your life from the evil woman, from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. But the seductress is only one threat that mom watches out for. Your mother's law will also keep you from getting caught up in and hurt in gang violence. Look now, if you will, at Proverbs 1, verses 8 through 19. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching. For they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without reason. Like Sheol, let us swallow them alive and whole. Like those who go down to the pit, we shall all find precious goods. We shall fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot among us. We will all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. For in vain is a net spread in the sight of any bird, but these men lie in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives. Such are the ways of everyone who is greedy for unjust gain. It takes away the life of its possessors. Notice that those who lie in wait for blood, verse 11, lie in wait for their own blood, verse 18. As they seek to ambush the innocent, verse 11, they set up an ambush for their own lives, verse 18. In other words, if you get caught up in gang violence, greedy for your own gain, you are going to get hurt in the process. And again, this is timely wisdom regardless of your age. The violence you commit in your greed for gain need not be physical violence. White-collar crimes such as fraud, bribery, computer crime, embezzlement, forgery, and identity theft have a tendency to come back and bite the perpetrator on the bottom just as much as other physical violent crimes do. And so if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, do not walk in the way with them. Listen to mom. Her words will lead you. Her words will watch over you. Thirdly, her words will talk with you. And when you wake, Proverbs 6:22, they, your mother's words, will talk with you. They will roll over again and again in your mind. As one commentator has noted, the Hebrew for talk in verse 22 has a flavor of meditation. And so mom's words, try as you may, cannot be escaped. Perhaps you've noticed that. Something your mom said to you years ago keeps playing on the phonograph of your mind. Listen to it. Dr. G. Campbell Morgan had four sons, and they were all preachers. Someone once came into the drawing room when all the family was there, and they thought that they would see what Howard, one of the sons, was made of. So they asked him this question, "Howard, who is the greatest preacher in your family?" Howard had a great admiration for his father, and he looked straight across at him, and then without a moment's hesitation, he answered, "Mother." Our moms teach us so much in life. If they are Christians, their teaching, their preaching is all the more precious. Precious because it leads us. Precious because it guides us through difficult decisions in the vast wasteland of our world. And precious because it keeps us from dangers such as the flattering words of a seductress or the pressure of peers who would call us to come with them and lie in wait to shed blood. So let us honor our mothers this Mother's Day by listening to them. Even their words that might speak to us years after their death, let us listen to them. Listen to her words. Listen to her law as it repeats over and over again in your mind. Listen, learn, and live. That's your mother's law. It is a graceful ornament for your head. But what of God's law? We spoke earlier of the fact that God commands us to honor our fathers and our mothers. That law appears alongside nine others in what we call the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a graven image of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor the stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not covet your neighbor's male servant or his female servant or his ox or his donkey or anything that is your neighbor's. As we look at God's law and place our lives alongside of it, it becomes pretty clear pretty fast that we are in a whole lot of trouble with God. Think of what it's like when you break mom's law. Now recognize that we're talking about God's law, the omniscient, omnipotent God of the universe. We are in trouble, big trouble. Romans 6:23 tells us that the wages of sin, what we earn as a result of sinning, of breaking this law, is death. And in the Bible, death is a loaded term. It speaks not just of our physical death, but eternal spiritual death in the lake of fire. And as sinners, that's what we deserve. We've committed high treason against the King of the universe. The only just punishment for us is death. And that in the fullest biblical sense of the word. But there is good news. Romans 6:23 continues that while the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, the free gift of God, is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus, the second person of the Godhead, came to earth some 2,000 years ago. He lived a perfectly sinless life, and then he died on the cross to pay in full the penalty of those who would trust in him. As a man, he could stand in our place and take our punishment. As God, he could fully endure an eternity's worth of pain and suffering in a limited space and time. And so when Christ cried out, "It is finished," it was finished. He had paid the penalty for all those who would trust in him. And so now the invitation is open. If you will confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your hearts that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Saved from death, saved from hell, saved and safe, eternally safe. As with your mother, if you will listen and believe, if you will listen and learn, you will live. And so I implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved.